are. There's a whole bunch of uses on the subject. You can use the DNA to get a good idea of what the resonant frequency is or what the data. So I would just suggest Google nanoDNA or use DNA and send it back. So don't give me a lot of suggestions.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I took a very quick look at YouTube where he basically just took a standard DNA 1/4 and he used a loaded coil to figure out what the resonance is. But I'm sure there's more finesse ways of doing it, but I haven't had time to go through YouTube. But certainly, you know, you should avail yourself of Google. You might find something out that's very useful to you. You might not, but you might. I don't think these are research pieces. I think these just kind of tell you if this trap is functional and what frequency it's working on. That's what these kind of need to know.
I can tell you what Jay said. Jay wants to get those easiest passes away, and then they found a way tonight by ordering a pair of traps from Rainbow Radio World, and they went looking for that number of ships in the United States, but they found one of my address, and they went on point. But I'll take the traps off.
Back.
Of course, the other day.
work in the background. Thank you.
4 a.m. 73 and tonight from the W2BL repeaters.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2BL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2BL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2BL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2BL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.